Joining us on the line right now is State Representative Thomas West, who's coming on to talk about nearly $13 million that'll be coming to Stark County. Representative West, how are you this morning?
All right. Too blessed to be stressed there, Jordan. Hey. Good to be on your show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking time out of your busy Friday morning to come on. This is big news. You voted in favor of House Bill 377, which is bipartisan legislation that's going to release all of this money to local governments. What can we expect with this American Rescue Plan funding coming to Stark County?
So, as you know, we've received $442 million to go to local government funds, and it was coming from the President Biden's administration. So we're very happy to finally release the rest of these dollars that will go to townships, any townships under 50,000. And, of course, you know, Stark County, we have a lot of townships. So I'm very pleased to announce that, yes, we have voted in favor just to release these dollars so that we can get this money to the feet on the street.
Yeah, and the exact number for our listeners out there is $12,985,924.80. That 80 cents is important, right?
Well, let me just say that that was my aide, Jordan, who broke all those numbers down because I could not have done that. There was too many numbers and too many zeros, and I said, okay, he had to deal with that.
right. That's a good problem to have, though, to have all of those numbers. And I'm looking at it. I mean, North Canton, they're getting over $900,000. The Village of Beach City, they're getting over $50,000. What can we see these governments use this money for?
Well, as you know, during the pandemic, local governments have lost, of course, lost money, lost revenue as a result of the pandemic. So they can pretty much use these dollars as they need to, and they're flexible dollars. So that's the good part. And I'm hoping and praying that not only are they using it for, their losses, but also to be able to address some of the needs that our local community has suffered through this pandemic.
So essentially, if a police department is suffering and they need more funding, could they allocate some of that money for that?
Yes, they can. And as they, if they're using our safety forces, our obviously our departments that may have lost money as a result of COVID-19, then yeah, they can fill that need with these dollars. And make vital improvements to address the needs of COVID-19 as well. So I'm excited that, and proud to have even played a role in being able to bring money back home. Oftentimes you see all this money come through and, it goes one place, it goes another. But I love to see the fact that when the money hits the communities and people are using these dollars in ways, and local municipalities are now feeling a little bit stronger, especially since the state has cut local government funds over the years. This is a time where the state and local, we should be on the same page and being able to dispense these dollars for the betterment of our communities.
Yeah, the betterment is very, very important because we want our communities to last and have life through them, and it takes money for that. Now, House Bill 377, Representative, it's going to now head to the Ohio Senate for further consideration. Is it expected that they're going to pass this without any backlash, recourse?
Yeah, I'm certain of that. Yes, I'm certain. And we have our own Senator Kurt Schering, who's on that side of the aisle, and will be doing a wonderful job over there for us. So the ball's in his fence, and I'm sure he'll hit it out the park and bring it home.
Yeah. Why did you think, though, that it was so important for these local villages and townships and cities? And I just want people to know that these are for communities less than 50,000 people, 50,000 people or less. Why did you feel it was so important for places like a small East Canton or Magnolia or Minerva or a Paris Township to get funding?
Because all of our communities suffered during the pandemic, not just our municipalities. And as the cities that are larger than 50,000, they received direct funding from the federal government. So everyone received money. But I felt it was very important for us to know that each and every township did get their dollars, and this was the second wave of those dollars. So we're excited that the dollars are coming, and now that everyone has an opportunity to at least fill some of their deficits with these assets.
Now, how did you guys decide who was getting what? Is it, you know, the bigger the city, like North Canton, they're getting over 900,000, but then I'm looking and you have East Canton, they're getting almost 29,000. Was it because East Canton is so small compared to North Canton?
Yeah. So the monies was distributed in a population-based formula. And that was done by the United States Department of Treasury. So that came directly. So it was already broken down. So we didn't have to say, well, North Canton, you know, deserves a little bit more than, you know, Hills and Dales or whatever, right? So it's a population-based formula through the American Rescue Plan. So it was just us. We just had to break it out and send the dollars through legislation.
Yeah, and I'm actually looking at the list right now, and you have, you know, Jackson Township, Lake Township, Plain Township. Those are some of the biggest areas most populated. So that would explain then why Jackson Township, they're getting $2.1 million.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, too, because, you know, some of the people have said, well, these townships didn't lose any money. You know, they constantly had money coming in. Well, we can't say that. You know, I believe that everyone has lost money through these pandemics. And we heard from the townships loud and clear that they need these resources to be able to fill the holes that obviously was created during COVID-19. Some dollars didn't come in as a result of, you know, people not working or you know, roads not being taken care of because obviously they didn't have the crews. So there's a lot of need, and we need to make certain, and we should all celebrate when any dollars come home, whether they come in through Jackson or whether they come in through Canton or Maslin. We need to celebrate and make certain that every person is taken care of, and we should always be celebrating that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree with that. Now, I do have to ask, though, for the communities of 50,000 or more people, when will they receive their money, and who's that come from?
So now their monies directly came from the federal government. So their dollars came in one big lump sum where the townships was broken up, and it came through the Ohio legislature, and then we broke it up into two different pots. And this is their second wave of funding going to the townships.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'm happy because I live in, you know, these places as well as all of our other listeners out here as well. So they should be happy, jumping for joy and celebrating that there is a bill that's sponsored, you know, pretty much bipartisanly by so many people.
And let me just say this. As you guys know, Scott Olsleger is our finance chair, and he called us back from break to get this done so that all Ohioans get their dollars. And believe me, I could have used that extra week off, but I'm going to tell you what, it was worth going up to Columbus and voting to get this money out so that our communities can thrive.
Yeah, well, hey, we appreciate it, Representative West. Is there anything else going on within the House that our listeners should know about?
Well, there is so much going on, and I probably am not prepared right now to mention it, but I, you know, of course, we're still dealing with redistricting. We're still bringing forth legislation. You know, I got a bill next week. I got a sponsored testimony on biomarker testing, and that's something I'd like to come back on and talk about because it's so vitally important, especially for those individuals diagnosed with cancer. So yes, we'll have to keep talking, and I'll get with you, and we can schedule a date. How's that?
Yeah, sounds great, Representative. You know, I'm only a text or a phone call away, and you know, I'm pretty flexible, and I like to let our listeners know what's happening in our communities, good or bad. But obviously, we enjoy good over the bad. There's just too much bad out there.
That's a true statement. And let me just tell you, we are on target with that, because I also love to inform the community about what's going on. So I appreciate you and appreciate WHBC for all that you guys do to let inform our audience of what's going on at State House. Take care.
God. All right. State Representative Thomas West, we appreciate you coming on. We've got a lot of stuff, though, that we're going to continue to talk about. When we come back, if you want to hear how much your township, your city, your village will be receiving, let's break it down on air. I got the numbers right in front of me. Jackson Township, though, they are going to be on the higher end at 1.2 mil. And then I'm looking right now, and on the lower end, we have the village of Wilmot, who will receive about 16,000. So it varies, but it's all because of the population density. It's not, oh, well, we felt Jackson Township needed this much money because they're struggling a little bit more. No, they broke it down accordingly. Almost $13 million, so that's a lot of money to find out how much you need to split up. So say Representative Thomas West, we appreciate him taking the time this morning. We'll be right back after this. We're going to break this down in full, because I bet you live in one of these villages, townships, or cities. We'll be right back. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller.